A princess, powered pellets, and a frog in a hurry. It's a mini cast next on Tom and Hank Talk About the 80s. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Hank. How's your day?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
Great. Hi, everybody. Welcome to a mini so cast.
Mini cast.
Where we kind of jump right into the subject, usually something that wouldn't fill the whole hour on the regular show or something that we talked about during the regular show and wanted to visit, you know, for a little longer time. And so we have really been wanting to do this one for a long time, and that is arcades.
Yay, I love arcades.
Arcades where I spent a lot of time when I was a kid.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time. Well, I did spend a good amount of time there.
Yeah, well, me too, because I lived in a small town in the country. I really didn't have anything. You know, we had to go to Fargo in order to have, like, arcades.
And so remind me, how far is Fargo from...
It was, when I was growing up, about 35 miles away.
Oh, wow.
And so now it's probably like 28 miles away because it's just so, Fargo's so much bigger than it was.
That's far.
And it's grown out. Yeah, yeah.
Like, how long did it take to get there?
Like half hour. You know, it's interesting. The speed limit in North Dakota became 65 in like 85. Because there's so much open space, mm-hmm. and I believe, I don't get back very much, but I believe from the last few times I was there that there are stretches of the highway that are 75 because it's just wide open.
That's all over.
It is for wide open spaces.
Yeah. It's 75 is like a normal speed out there. It's crazy.
I think that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, but we're in California traffic, so that's a little different. But Bay Area traffic at that. But so we would, but my mom worked in Fargo at the Piggly Wiggly. And so she, you know, it wasn't a thing. It's just what you had to do. Mm-hmm. If you wanted a large grocery store, not one with four aisles, you had to go to Fargo. And you did. And if you wanted whatever, anything else, clothing, you had to go to Fargo. So it was kind of a daily thing for a lot of people. And, you know, the little town that I grew up in, the town itself was like a bedroom community, so everyone would live there and then work. And
would you get, like, dropped off and left for hours?
Yep. So mom would go to work at Piggly Wiggly and drop me off before I would drive, and I would stay at West Acres, the mall, for like 9 hours.
Tokens?
Nope, it was quarters.
Okay. Because I always feel like tokens were the big ripoff of the century.
Well, weren't they the same? I mean, you got...
No, it was a dollar, and you got five tokens for a dollar.
Oh,
in Santa Cruz, in Scotts Valley.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, someone may correct me. I actually went on Facebook and asked what the name of that arcade was, because that's really the one that I hung out in the most. That was in the middle of a mall, and so that was called the Pirate's Den.
Oh, nice.
For me.
Ours was called the Family Fun Arcade.
And was that on its own, or was it in a mall?
No, it was on its own on Scotts Valley Drive in Scotts Valley. And it opened up not far from the Little Jewel Market, where mm-hmm. my sister and I would go buy, you know, soda and candy and stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And I remember it was called the Family Fun Arcade, and we really did, as a family, go to the arcade a lot. At first, until I think my parents were like, this is fucking bullshit. What are these stupid games? They cost a lot, and all you do is die or lose. But yeah, so, you know, we went as a family a lot, and then I went with my friends, Robbie and Andy.
You just said something that your dad would say, like, oh, you die and lose. And yeah, like, that was the... You saw people in different stages of grief and happiness all over the arcade all the time, because it was that ever-present last quarter that you just lost. And, or maybe you lost it when you did something stupid, you know, and you didn't do it right.
I'm just bad at games like that, just in general. Video games, pinball, skee ball, all that kind of stuff. I'm not good at those games.
What was your favorite? What was a game that you were like, okay, we're going to the arcade. I have a dollar. Tron. I'm going to play this. Tron.
Of course it was. The first Tron game was my favorite because I was a huge Tron fan because of the film. But I remember I had the first... It was in four sections. You could do four different things in Tron. One, you fought the little mechanical spiders. The other one was... you fought the master control program. The other one, you had a disc battle with one of the bad guys. And then my favorite was... So
were you driving as well, or no, these were
it
just...
It was just a joystick. So okay. You drove, but like in the way Pac-Man looks, you know, mm-hmm. It's like you see the screen and you see where you're going. But the light cycles race was my favorite because I had the very first level of it memorized. And to this day... Like if I go to the arcade here in Alameda, to this day I can clear that first one, no problem. And it's like a big question mark. It's like a big backwards question mark. And if you put the joystick forward, then to the left, then forward, then to the right, then down, you kill the guy on the first light cycle. You win. But I've never been able to get past that level.
Really?
Ever.
I got my go-to for sure was Pac-Man. Mm-hmm. And then young lady named Ms. Pac-Man came into town and I was like, oh my god, I love you so much. But never once was I like, oh, all the boys are looking at me and making fun of me on the Ms. Pac-Man, which I'm sure they were. But man, I dominated that machine and I loved it so much. The thing about going to that arcade for me was I lived far away, and so every once in a while I'd see a kid I knew. But most of the time, it was strangers. It was kids from Fargo, like the big city kids, mm-hmm. especially West Fargo. I'd be like, watch out for the kids from West Fargo. I don't think it's that way anymore, but it was true in the 80s. And it was one of those things where I just kind of was able to shut everybody off. There wasn't anybody there that I knew, and I would just do my thing.
Yeah.
And I was so used to being alone, especially alone in public. Mm-hmm. Like right now, I would never allow your nephew to be dropped off at the mall for 9 hours.
My sister won't even let him at the house by himself because he'll burn it down.
I mean, he's that age. The age that he is right now, I was alone at West Acres for 9 hours regularly during the summer, mm-hmm. and weekends, and then alone in an arcade.
Well, I mean, I told you my parents used to drop my sister and I off at the Scotts Valley Cinema for a double feature.
Yes.
You know, for like 5 hours, we'd be at the movie theater inside of a dark movie theater by ourselves. It was fine, though. Everything was fine.
So I love both of those games so much. And the thing, just like you said about Tron, like we have a PS4.
Uh-huh.
And so I got Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, this is it. This is the thing. And I got past level one. I was like, yes, like 30 years later or more. And it was just like so fun to play. I don't think there was a difference.
I mean, except it was slightly different.
It was the
same concept, but it looked slightly different.
The shape of the mazes were.
She had a little bow.
Mm-hmm, she had a little bow. I think the outline was pink instead of blue.
Did like she have lipstick? I think she had lipstick.
Yes, she had lips. Yeah. Lipstick. Which is ridiculous. And but then they also had a we talked about on our board game episode. They had a board game version.
Oh yeah, right.
Of Pac-Man. And it was like this disc that you pushed onto the marbles, onto the power pellets that were on the board game, and then you had to, as fast as you could do that, and then all the other players were ghosts, and they had certain places that they could go. Just imagine the disappointment of some poor child.
This weekend I was at the, on Haight Street. Sorry, Smaxy. This weekend I was at, on Haight Street, and I didn't realize I was there with my girlfriend, and I didn't realize that it was also the Beta Breakers.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's, you know, 40,000... people that attended this. Is it a swim or something? I'm kidding.
No, it's a run.
I'm kidding. I know.
Like, I was like, what?
But for some reason, it has turned into this thing where people get dressed up, like super, super dressed up in wacky costumes. So a lot of fluorescent and fur. It looks like Burning Man went straight or something.
Yeah, that's like its thing. It
looks really weird and like people dressed up as cows. But there was more than one group of people dressed up as Pac-Man and the ghosts.
Hilarious.
And they were like cardboard cutouts that they had painted, you know, and put on their heads. And I was like, wow, that is some low budget stuff, but it's cool. I get it. Anyway, so yeah, Pac-Man.
That's cool.
It was fun.
So I love those games. And then I would play others like Frogger, obviously, was a big one, and Donkey Kong.
Those ones I played, Frogger, I did not really play much.
Space Invaders was just the beginning, you know, and I loved it. I thought it was really fun to play, but I found a lot of them very just frustrating.
They're all frustrating.
Did you play Burger Time?
No. Wasn't Burger Time for like little kids?
Yeah, but we were little kids at one point.
I think Burger Time and the one where you're like in a tugboat and you like sail through the sea.
It was that.
I think those are like for kids because you can't lose in those games.
Oh, I'd like that game.
I think it was called Tugboat.
And then Tetris was, I think, a little later. And no, well, maybe not. Maybe smack dab in the middle. But I enjoyed Tetris.
I remember some of the very first games that I enjoyed playing were Asteroids, which were, you know, the single line simple graphics. I don't know what that's called, actually. It must have a name.
I'm sure it does, but what you explained was nice.
Yeah, it was very nice. I really like my explanation.
Okay, good. Me too.
Asteroids was a lot of fun. And then two of my favorites, one was called, I believe it was called Tank Commander. And Tank Commander, you were in a tank, and it was, you looked through like a periscope thing. And you could control
like
the tank,
stuff.
You know, left or right or backwards or forwards with the two levers. And it was just like a tank in my mind. And you got to blow up tanks. And sometimes there would be an alert to tell you that there was a tank behind you. By the time you try to turn around, boom, you're dead. And the screen cracks. It looks like the screen cracks. And that's how you know you're dead. And you're like, damn. But there was one called Seawolf, which was another really fun one. That was a submarine game where you had the periscope and you fired torpedoes at ships. Love those.
Well, it's... We had a, the other place that I would play video games is where they had an arcade was at Showtime Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
And so Showtime Pizza was like the Midwest Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
And it had bears instead of mice.
Probably a better marketing choice.
Yeah. And then in like the main dining room.
Who chooses a mouse for their symbol for their
I don't know, but they're still
pizzeria.
Around. They're still around.
There's one down the street.
What do you mean?
There's one down 880 somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Not too far. Southland Mall. Mm. And so we would go there because when I was 12, I had my sister, Lori, had my oldest nephews and their twins. And so we would go there a lot when they were little and started to get a little older. And there they had like I don't have the name. I wish I did, but they had the first like video. So it looked like it was a full cartoon and not like a video game.
Yeah.
And so you could control certain things that had been animated.
Yeah.
And it was like a wizard or something like that. And that was neat.
Wasn't that Dragon Slayer? Dragon's Lair.
Dragon's Lair.
Dragon's Lair.
Dragon's Lair. That's exactly what it was.
I remember that game.
And... But I found myself when I was at that arcade, it was so much better to spend money on the skee ball and the what's the thing where you bash
whack-a-mole.
I really liked that.
That was
and
a good game.
I could get a lot of tickets.
Yeah,
and I liked getting a pair of blue wraparound punk glasses. They're so punk.
Well, we also had the arcade at the Boardwalk.
Oh yeah,
in Santa Cruz proper,
which is so cool.
Still there,
yeah.
And I've been going to it. You know, geez, God, my whole entire life I've been going to that arcade. It's been a few years now, but air hockey was a big game that our family loved to play.
Well, that particular arcade I visited when I was 20, when I moved to Santa Cruz. And then I, about 8 years ago, we came up for some for an event and went and met some people there. And then it had been redone, and it was so cool. Like, it was so nice, brand new. I'm sure maybe they've redone it again, but that's a really cool arcade at the Santa Cruz, California Boardwalk. It's like two or three stories, and they have...
Well, they have two arcades there now.
Oh, cool.
So they have the Neptune's Kingdom.
Yes, that's the one
is,
I know.
Which is the two-level one, and then they have the old-school arcade, which is the original one. That had, you know, the shooting gallery and the old games, which are still there. The shooting gallery is still there. I love those kinds of games.
And that's the thing, that at the Pirate's Den in the mall, it was small. So they had, the most of the place was video games, and then the other one wall was all pinball machines.
I love pinball, though.
You know, with and it never really mattered what the pinball machine was, but if it had the characters of a movie that you loved on it, you wanted to play it. But it was all the same game. And not one thing is different. It's just the graphics that you look at,
which,
I mean, I guess is a lot.
But again, I'm bad at those games, you know? I played pinball three weeks ago. I lost all three balls within a minute. And I was just so annoyed. I'm like, God.
I used to like pinball. You could play it in our little town in Kindred. I think it was like, there's some little cafe that someone bought and was like, I'm going to turn this into like an after school and Friday and Saturday night hangout place for the teenagers. Mm-hmm. And it was cool to go there after school. And then in the back, she had video games. But that was where, you know, I learned to be socially sociable with people that I lived in the same town with.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how tiny it was, like everybody knew each other, but you were in school and you hung out with your friends, and then at games and stuff, you'd hung out with your friends. And then you would go there and other people would start to interact, and I did not like it. I was not a fan of knowing people that I grew up with, so I would always play video games in the back or pinball.
We knew everyone too, you know? I mean, our town obviously was bigger than yours, but I think there were... I think there was 4,000 people in the 1970s when we lived there. It's a pretty small.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, pretty small for the kind of the sort of the Bay Area kind of.
Especially next to a larger town.
Yeah.
Santa Cruz.
And we knew everyone, you know, we all went to school, and if you go to the arcade, we did see kids that we knew all the time. A memory I have about a particular game that I still love to play, but also infuriates me to no end, like every video game does, is a game called Joust. And Joust was a really fun one because you flew around on an ostrich with a jousting lance.
Oh, yeah.
And you fought other vultures and things that also had riders with lances on them. And I worked at the... Scotts Valley Cinema, and we had four or five games there. That's where I saw that's where I saw Joust for the first time. And this kid that I worked with, who was this cool skateboard dude, he was like the skate punk, he was totally cool, and he was really good skater. He got into this thing where he would go to the butter, the fake butter, and he would put it all over his fingers so that he could hit the button really fast, and he could fly that bird as fast as he could. And like, but the thing is it get butter all over the joystick and all over the buttons and everything. But he was like a master at that game. And you know, when you put your initials in at the end, yes, you win, like he had the whole entire thing with all him, you know.
That was like a thing.
It was a thing.
You know, you would go there. I don't know him, but I remember there was like a legendary kid.
Yeah.
There's that one kid.
That asshole.
Right, and like most of the machines has his initials on every single one. Who's that kid? And then you would see that kid.
And then below his name would be ASS or COK or
TIT
DIK.
Oh, the ways that you could spell boobs in the
80s. And how about when you did that, if you ever got to one of those levels where you won and you hit the wrong button and you got your name wrong and you'd be like, damn, it says mop. Or, it doesn't say Tom, it says mom on it.
Well, I got there on Miss Pac-Man, I think. And, the way that I liked to play video games the most was especially at Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I remember at a hotel we stayed at once, they had Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man, but the table version.
I remember the tables.
Where you would sit and then it was just a little, I just loved it.
It had a little clear plastic cover over the top. Yeah. So you could. Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm so excited right now because I remember how fun that was to just sit there and play it. I was just much more concentrated. And
we had that at Gino's Pizza.
Yeah.
And it was Miss Pac-Man.
Yep.
In fact, they also had Asteroids and,
I love those.
One other, Defender, which was a spaceship, one of those spaceship games, with like Galaga and, there was another one that I loved.
Space Invaders, Galaxian?
Galaxia. Love that. Thought they were so cool. Love those games.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at them.
Yeah, me too, but I did like them. Did you ever, was Pole Position, was that a racing game?
It was.
I like racing games now. That's my thing.
I can remember to this day how it starts off. You're in the line of cars, and the woman's voice in the computer voice says, "Prepare to qualify." And then it goes beep, 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 and all the cars go.
And, so fun.
And my thing would be always like to try to drive off the course and like to try to like drive into other cars and stuff, because I'm terrible at them. So why try to win? Just kill people in the street.
No, I'm so fucking competitive. No, I have to win. I have to win at any cost. And that's the way it was then.
Well,
and
you
I
better was get little, some butter for your fingers.
I was like the little wound up kid who was like, fuck, god damn it, oh my god.
Well, did you have like the super kids that would come in like, with like a roll of quarters and like crack it over the top and like lay the quarters out on the screen? And you're like, fuck, this kid's going to be here for like an hour.
No, or more.
Dumping these quarters in here because he's going to fucking win. And I just want to play this game and I'm not going to get to play.
And I was like, fucking rich kids, $10. Exactly. I'm trying to think one that I just hated, and to this day, Dig Dug. It's just, I just couldn't get it.
Yeah, I didn't get that one either. Where you like blew stuff up, like pumped stuff up like a balloon?
Yeah, so you dug into the ground and then they were chasing you and then you could get them and pump them up and blow them up. Yes.
Centipede was one that I kind of liked, but they get so quick and they get so intense that it would cause me great amounts of stress as a kid. And like, that's why I don't play video games now, because they cause me a lot of stress.
I can see that. But now there are so many cool video games now that you can play. There's some that are like film. They're like movies and you're moving them around and making decisions. And it's more like doing a task.
I like shooting games.
And then there's also the shooting games,
I like
which
that
I'm
kind
not
of
very
stuff.
Good at. I a buddy the other day said, "Play if you don't really know how to do it, just start with God of War, and just do it." And I was like, "Okay." And I started it. I only got to play for a little while, but I'll try it again. Well, it certainly mops up your time.
Well, the only game that I ever really went all the way was with my friend Joel, and it was probably 1989 or 90, and it was a game called Cabal. And Cabal was it was sort of a military action game where you went through different levels, killing the bad guys. And then when you got to the final level, it was this gigantic, like six-headed, like thing that would blow bullets at you and stuff. And that would be one of the few times where we would actually rack up a line of quarters. We would go drink some 40-ouncers and some whiskey, and we'd walk down to the 7-Eleven on the corner, and we'd load up our quarters because there was no kids in line there, So you could do that and not feel bad.
Yeah.
And that was probably the only game that I ever beat, I ever won. But I was with someone else. I've never beat a game on my own, ever. Have you?
On a system,
on a system.
Not at an arcade, no. No, because I eventually lost interest in it, even though I loved Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what level I got to. I probably didn't get to, I mean, maybe 10 or 11, but and I played for years.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, I didn't play it all the time. And so, no, I never, and I didn't have the, I didn't have that luxury of having, of going with two rolls of quarters to the arcade.
And that was kind of the difference when video games came into the home.
Mm-hmm.
You could just keep playing them until your eyes bugged out and you didn't eat for 3 days because you were, you had to, I'm just one more, just one more. I'm not an addict.
I think, you know, Atari, we've brought up Atari so many times. I think we'll do probably a mini on Atari because it was such a, it was such a huge revelation to be able to have it in your home. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think we should do that. But so another thing I wanted to say about Showtime Pizza or those types of Chuck E. Cheese places, usually they're in a larger space. So it has that dining space where, you know, the kids eat and there's usually a show. I don't know if there still is. There used to be a big, you know, the Bears at Showtime would do a big band show and, you know, 20-minute thing. And then you had the arcade area. But because it was larger, they could have those new larger games that came in where you could golf and you could do all those types of things. So that's where I saw that type of stuff for the first time. And now it's like they have dance revolution and like all those things. They have huge, they're huge things in the middle of arcades now. But yeah.
Well, we lucked out because my best friend, well, one of my best friend, Andy Brown, his stepdad worked as a engineer at Atari.
Oh, wow.
And so in the late 70s up until, you know, high school, this guy was an Atari software and game engineer. One of the only two people that I knew that, that did stuff like that. And he would bring home these experimental games and say, play this, tell me what you guys think about it. And so we would rate these games, and some of them had bugs that you couldn't get past, and so we had to let him know. You know, you can't go all the way to the left. You can't get the last thing on the left side because you, your ship won't go to the left.
How lucky!
There was a, and it was probably, and it was probably the prototype to a game called Pitfall, and it was sort of an Indiana Jones, an Indiana Jones type game where you go into a tomb and you look for magical objects and gold and things like that and statues, and there were things that could get you, and those things were like scorpions could get you, and like there was this snake that would drop from the ceiling and hit you in the head, and like, and one of the games that we loved to play was called Droll. And the thing about these games is there was no instructions. And so we had to learn to play them just by hitting the different keys. There was no joystick. It was all on the keyboard, moving forward, moving to the left, moving, you know, shooting the gun, launching the missile or whatever it was. And we got pretty far on this game, Droll, and I, D-R-O-L. And I wonder if that game ever turned into something. I'm going to look that up someday.
Yeah, you should. I bet you had a lot that didn't go.
I'm sure. I guarantee the ship game that we played that wouldn't go to the left did not make it anywhere.
You were so lucky.
We were very lucky. My parents were friends through the Pacific Bell, where my dad worked for 25 years. We were friends with a man who later on went into programming, also for Atari, and created experimental games, and oftentimes... he was the first person that I ever knew to have a Laserdisc player. You know, the big Laserdisc.
Yeah.
And Star Wars and Apocalypse Now were the first two films I ever saw on Laserdisc.
I think there's a lot of people who would argue that Laserdisc was the one that got away.
I think so.
And it's a better quality.
I mean, I was at Amoeba this weekend on Hate Street, and they have hundreds of them in the racks.
Yeah.
Hundreds of them.
I bet there's a lot of people who still have them.
Yeah. But anyway, so, this guy, Ed, my parents' friend from the phone company, had a room in his home that was a former truck stop that was all freestanding arcade games. Wow. The actual games, you know, that you would see at the arcade. And Tetris was one of them. A game called Tempest, which was a really intense game that I also loved a lot. But what I loved about playing these games is that I could just play them over and over. You didn't have to put quarters. You just hit the start button again.
But it was still an arcade game.
Yes. My favorite one was called Red Baron. And that was also one of these single line 3D games where you fly dogfights in World War One. And you sit down in it, like in this pilot seat. And it was, you know, you actually sat down and it was encased. Mm-hmm. Such a fun game. But that was like cool memories of being able to play games over and over and over again because we were really poor. And going to the arcade, like, although we did, you know, go often with my friends, sometimes, you know, I had one or two quarters.
Yep.
And then there was those damn games that took 50 cents.
Oh, my God. And it would just ruin your whole life.
God, you'd be like, play this once or play this twice. Like, what do I do?
Or you have like $1.25. You're like, oh, I mean, I'm going to get a pretty good taste.
Pretty good.
That third game would have been real good. We had some close-ish in the country neighbors. They were like 4 miles away. And mom was very close with the mom. Beverly Lee, and they had downstairs. I mean, this was in the 70s when people were doing a rec room in the basement. I'm from basement land. We don't have basements here in California, but people were doing bars and rec rooms. So you would walk into these, you know, who we would consider rich people, and they would have a brand new bar and rec room. And they had, the Lees had a pinball game.
Oh, cool.
And so I felt that same way where I would just play and play and play and play and play because you could.
We have a pinball arcade here, a pinball museum. Have you been to it?
Yes, yeah.
Right here in Alameda, and I've never gone to it.
You haven't?
No, I was DJing 5 feet away from it last weekend. And I saw people playing video game or playing pinball for hours.
It's cool.
Yeah, it was neat.
It's really cool. All right, you have anything else you want to talk about on arcades?
No, just that's it. Just wanted to...
That was fun.
Yeah, that was a good time.
That was fun. All right, guys. Well, thanks. Please rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Like us on Instagram and Facebook.
And save your quarters.
And save those quarters.
Because the Tom and Hank video game is coming out.
Oh, my God. What would that be? I don't even want to guess. All right, stay awesome.
It's you trying to push buttons to make people make each other be quiet. You try to lower the volume level of the other guy.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Stay awesome.
Stay rad. Bye.
Bye.